The following recording was produced by the Queechy Church in Queechy, Vermont. For more information on the church, its activities, and resources, please visit us online at www.queechychurch.org. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. A name can tell you a lot about a person. I have 7 children, and we gave considerable thought to each of their names because we value things, we care about things. And as we reflect on the birth of Jesus, we reflect that God had a particular name he wanted his son to bear, because he had a particular value and a particular purpose. The first name I want us to consider is the one that the prophet predicted, Emmanuel, God with us. This name is a sign, a sort of a title that indicates something that is important. 5 of my children have names of this kind. They are named for particular values and meanings: grace, truth, wisdom, mercy, and peace. They are not those things necessarily, but their names signify. I am not trying to make a joke there. I am trying to be clear. We did want them to have those qualities, certainly. But they are not those qualities. Those are qualities the names indicate. And this name that was given to the Son of God, Emmanuel, means God with us. However, the name doesn't just indicate that God is with his people. It says that in this person, God is with his people. Not an idea, not an aspiration, a reality. The reality: Jesus is the Son of God. He is God with us. In his own person, he is the union of God and humanity. It is reality, and it is given to us as a gift in the person of Jesus. There is therefore no longer any question of whether there is or could be peace between a holy God in sinful humanity. In Christ, there is peace. God is with his people. He loves his people, even in their sin, so that he gives us his Son, Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, is given to us so that we might receive sonship. We might be adopted into this family. This is the significance of the first name, Emmanuel, God with us. The second name that is described in this text is the name that we use the most, and we should. It is the name Jesus. This is his personal name, and it is a name of historical significance. It means Yahweh saves. That makes it a very popular name. And it was borne by someone many years before called Joshua. who gave incredible victory to God's people and saw the fulfillment of their promises. That name, Joshua, became incredibly popular for obvious reasons. And in Jesus' day, it was incredibly popular. And the name Jesus is simply the Greek rendering of that name over time. My two sons have names of this kind. In fact, one of them has a name that's related to this, meaning Yahweh helps. The other, his name means gift of God, which I think is appropriate because he was born just before Christmas. A reminder that God gave a gift of a child to humanity. They are named for other people. But Jesus goes beyond simply taking on this very popular, it was incredibly common. This is why when you read the New Testament, he is always called Jesus of Nazareth. Because if you simply said Jesus, you'd be like, oh, come on. There are 15 Jesuses just in this town alone. How are we supposed to know who you're talking about? It was his personal name. But it meant something of incredible significance that God saves. Not aspirationally, not an idea, but in the person of Jesus, this is already done. He has saved. And God had sent many saviors over the years to save his people from all kinds of dangers, from foreign oppressors, from all kinds of danger and difficulty and even idolatry, and to call the people back to faithfulness, the problem being it never really worked. Because what they could not save the people from was their own sin. And here we come to the significance of Jesus' name. It specifically says that he should be called Jesus because he will save the people from their sins. He can do what no one else can do. He has done what no one else could do. As Romans 8 tells us, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all to that purpose, that our sins would be forgiven. If he's done that, then how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? When God wanted to invite us and adopt us into his family, he gave us his child. Adoption usually works the other way. A family takes in a child. In this case, God gives us a child who doesn't just signify these things. He is in his own person peace with God, intimate communion with God, salvation from sin. And God did this the only way it could have been done, as a gift. You and I would never qualify for these things. We could never live up to these things. And so God graciously gives us his son, sinners though we are, to save us from sin and death. And the way that you get that is the way that you get any gift, you receive it. Will you pray with me? O Lord, our God, how gracious you are to us, even in our sin, in our weakness, our dishonor. Lord, we could never live up to your glory, for we turned away. And yet you have given us your Son. Lord, how we long to know him. Indeed, we thank you, and we receive Jesus, and long for the day in which there is no longer any barrier to knowing him and knowing you intimately and perfectly. We give thanks in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.